News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, mobile phones will soon be banned from British schools. That's just one of the measures set out in a new Behaviour Hub programme, which aims to replace out-of-control behaviour with discipline and order. Should Irish schools follow suit? Well, behaviour expert Tom Bennett is leading this programme. Tom, talk us through the decision-making process. Why are you banning mobile phones from UK schools?
I'd like to stress it's not a legal banning like the French have adopted, where it's actually illegal to have a phone in a school. It's more that the Secretary of State of Education now wants to support schools who want to reduce mobile phone usage in school, even to the point of not having them in schools at all, on the understanding that mobile phones really don't have much point being in school and are a massive distraction. And the sad thing is that all the evidence we have suggests that they're far more of a distraction to the most disadvantaged children, the ones who are already the furthest behind. So there's loads and loads of good reasons not to have mobile phones in schools. It reduces cyberbullying, encourages social interaction, reassures children that they don't have to be permanently online and exposed and accessible to other people. So there's lots of benefits to not having mobile phones in schools.
The only disadvantage I can think of is, what about kids who like to, you know, if they're walking home and they want to sort of ring home to say, you know, can I have a lift, it's raining, or I'm actually going to be late or whatever. I mean, does it stop them having the phone switched off in their school bag for after school?
Oh, not at all. I mean, there's a lot of schools in the UK that already have this really, really strict policy on mobile phones. But children who want to bring in mobile phones to even these schools, they can either leave them in their form room locker or the office locker. You can keep it in your bag, but don't bring it out. If we see it, we'll take it.
Okay, so there is a bit of flexibility there in relation to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did behaviour decline when, I mean, kids were off for ages? I heard lots of parents joking about how their kids had kind of gone feral over the lockdown,
yeah.
or maybe half joking. Did behaviour disimprove when kids came back?
The problem is there's not a lot of hard data on this, and anyone that says there is perhaps telling a small lie. So it's very hard to say if, you know, behaviour got worse or better. I mean, I think human beings are very resilient. I think most kids will bounce back very, very quickly after lockdown.
How important is discipline in relation to maintaining good behaviour? I mean, you know, the spare the rod, spoil the child kind of stuff. Corporal punishment doesn't exist anymore, nor do we want it to. But is it difficult if you don't have that slight fear of the teacher that maybe existed 30, 40, 50 years ago?
I think that fear is a very, very counterproductive thing to be using in schools at all anyway. I mean, you can probably get some children to behave if they're scared of you, but good God, do you want them to? I mean, that would be my first question.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, when we say the word discipline, there's a really unfortunate conflation of the two meanings. One meaning of discipline is sanction, punishment. And one meaning of discipline means the ability to have very tightly defined habits that you live by. You could say that an athlete is very disciplined. It doesn't mean that they punish themselves. It means that they're very good at sticking to their good habits. So the sense of discipline, I think, we need in schools is the second meaning of discipline. I think that sanctions have a place in a school behaviour system. You know, kids need to know that if they muck about, you know, they'll get in trouble. And that might just be getting told off or a short detention or losing their golden time. You know, so we need some consequences in a behaviour system, but it can't be built on consequences. You can't punish whole cohorts of children into being good.
So how do you do it? Do you try and bring them with you? How do you do that?
Children need to know how to behave in a school. And that's a taught process. So basically what school should be doing is teaching children the habits and the knowledge and the behaviour that's expected of them in schools. What you don't do is just say, behave, because that means 100 things to 100 different people. So you start off with the children on day one saying, right, this is what we need you to be able to do. We'll help you to do it. We'll teach you how to do it, and we'll keep reminding you. So it's a process of teaching children the behaviour they need to do before they need to do it. And if they fail to do it, then maybe they just need a reminder, a small detention or something like that. But it's a mixture of these processes. And that's how people really learn to get better at behavioural skills. It's like driving a car. You don't learn it by somebody shouting at you. You learn it by somebody teaching it to you.
Very plausible and very sensible to me. I know some of our listeners will be saying, come on, you gotta let them know who's boss and so on if you're going to have order in a school.
You definitely have to let children know that you're in charge. I mean, there's a great phrase from the film The King's Speech where Lionel Logue says to the king, "My room, my rules." And I've often thought that was quite a useful analogy. You know, when you're in charge of a room, you're in charge of the room. But that means you're in charge of the room for everybody's benefit, safety and dignity. And children need to know that. Children need to know that they're not getting, they don't get to make the rules. But they also need to know that the teacher's there and the rules are there for their safety, for their dignity. Okay. You know, so that everybody can thrive.
And just going back to phones to finish, no place in schools as far as you're concerned?
Almost no. There might be some incredibly boutique reason for a child to have a mobile phone. But for the vast majority of children, advantages of it are massively outweighed by the disadvantages. So I say get the mobile phones out of the school.
Okay, we will leave it there. My thanks indeed to Tom Bennett, a behaviour expert.